Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcome with Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm so glad that you tune in. The call-in number is area code 646-716-5641. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, God. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your love, your kindness, and your mercy. God, we just thank you for last night's sleep and this morning rising. God, we ask that you come in right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you have your way, Lord. Have your way right now, God, in the minds of your people, God. Pray that you will touch and heal in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody's on that bed of affliction, God. Somebody's in the hospital, God. Somebody just needs to touch right now, God. God, we ask that you touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, heal today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, touch minds today, God. Be a mind regulator, God. Where there's confusion, God, bring peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us to make right decisions, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And then, God, I want you to touch and save today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, every ready heart, God. Every ready mind, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, I pray that, God, you will send forth your salvation on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, you touch right now, God. God, save and deliver, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, ask that you feel, God. Feel with your precious gift of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, save and feel, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Give them the Holy Ghost, God, the strength to hold on, God, in these last and evil days, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, touch your leaders on today, God. God, you touch them right now, God. God, give them revelation knowledge, understanding of your word, God, as they go before your people, God, on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, where they're weak, God, you build them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help them, oh, God. Help right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you right now, God, for making ways out of no way, God. Opening doors, God, that have been shut, God. Thank you for even opening doors, God, of jobs, God, opportunity, God. God, we thank you for even looking on families on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you right now, God. God, looking on the head, God, in the family, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Bringing them in unity, God. In the name of Jesus, under the fear of you, God, knowing that, God, it is you, God, that move and live and have your being, God. God, we just thank you right now, God. We just thank you for this wonderful day, God, a day that we've never seen before, God. God, we ask that you come on in, God, in our lives, God. God, live in us, God. God, you take full control over our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you order our steps, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lead and guide us and strengthen us and direct us in your perfect will, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to thank you right now, God. Thank you for love on today, God. Thank you right now, God, for you loved us so much, God, that you died, allowed your son to die, God, that we might have the life in right now in you, God. We thank you right now, God. Thank you for blessing him, God, to die on Calvary, God, for our sins, God. God, we thank you right now, God, that he was able to wash away the sins of the world, God, through the blood that he shed it on Calvary cross. And God, we thank you. Thank you, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. And we thank you right now, God. Have your way today, God. Have your way today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to just to get up, God, and to give you the glory and to give you the praise, God. Why we thank you just for knowing, God, it is you, God, that's going to order our steps and take us throughout this day, God, and knowing that without you, God, we can't do nothing, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. God, we ask that your mercy continue to abide, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. It's in your mighty name, God. God, you're awesome, God. You are loving, God. God, you are wonderful, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Do it on today, God. We thank you, God. We praise you, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. We say thank God, amen, and amen. Oh, we just give praises unto God because he is God. He's God all by himself, and we thank him right now. This is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. And I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. The call-in number is error code 646-716-5641. Tell a friend and tell another friend to call in every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock to 8:30 while we go over the Sunday school lesson and just be blessed to be able to study God's word and pray that something will come out of the word that will help us to live throughout the week. And we just give God the glory. We have a beautiful lesson today. Today the lesson is talking about trusting the Spirit. Trusting the Spirit. Coming from Acts, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 18. So if you get your Bibles, please turn to Acts, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 18. And those are the scriptures that we're going to read on today, and we're going to just go into God's Word. Before we go into the Word, we're going to have a deaconess, Naomi Miller, to render us a song of her choice, and then after she sings the songs, we're going to go into the Word of God coming from the Sunday school lesson today, trusting the Spirit, and coming from lesson scripture Acts, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 18. And I pray that we'll read the Bible together, we'll study together, and we will grow together. And this is our prayer every Sunday at 8 o'clock, only for 30 minutes. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule just to listen to us as we are growing together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we just give God the glory. Again, we're going to have Deaconess Naomi Miller. She's going to come and render us a song of her own choice. Amen. Good morning, Naomi. All right. Thinking of Naomi Miller and her selection.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need, will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes. Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, will your heart and soul say yes? So say yes, 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 yes. I'll do your will, Jesus, yes. I'll go where you want me to go. 'Cause this time I made up in my mind, I made up in my mind, I'll say yes. My soul says yes, yes. My soul says yes. Say yes, yes. Yes.
Joppa,
praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descending, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered it and saw four-foot beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice said unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered unto my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what God has cleansed, that calls not thy common. And this was done three times, and all was drawn up again unto heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Sisera unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me. And we entered unto the man house, And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa, and call for Simeon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thy and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remember I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Here we have a beautiful lesson talking about trusting the Spirit. Trusting the Spirit. As we're reading from Acts, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 18, we can see Peter had went to Judea to preach the gospel. And when he got there, he had encountered some people that were questioning him about why he was with people that were uncircumcised, the Gentiles. You know, we're living in this day and time where people seem to question our Christianity, wondering why we are with certain people, you know. And a long time ago, I can remember as a child, you know, they would always say, you know, we only associated with certain people, you know. Saints just don't be around sinners. But as I grew older, I realized that the saints need to be around sinners because they the one needs to hear the word of the Lord. You be in church Sunday after Sunday, Bible studies or what midweek service or whatever, and you're around the same people all the time, and you just about really know the testimony they're going to testify verbatim. Amen. Praise God. And I asked a question one time I was in a church service. I said, don't y'all get tired of looking at the same people? Don't y'all want to see some different faces? We need to go out, you know, and to reach those that are lost and to bring them in, you know, and to the knowledge of God, amen, and knowing that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, our sins, amen, praise God. But, you know, I was, as I was looking at the lesson, and there was, like I said, there was, began to question Peter about being with these Gentiles. But you know what? Peter had to break it down to let them know that God had given him a vision, you know, and he had seen, you know, that that the Lord had sent a sheet down from heaven on all four corners, and he seen these wild beasts and the fowls of the air and all these animals and stuff, and but God had spoke to him and told him to slay them, just to really just to kill them and eat them. But Peter, you know, Peter responded was like, "No, Lord, I'm not gonna kill and eat them animals. They're not clean, and I'm not gonna let anything that's not clean touch my lips." You know, and that's the way, you know, people are today. Sometimes we get to the point where we're saying we're just so saved that we're not. Hey, I'm not going over there. I'm not gonna, you know, be with that person or whatever. You know, that person that you're talking about not being with, or that place that you're saying that you're not going, is might be the very place that you might need to be, just to be able to witness to someone. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, people not going to read the Bible. They're not going to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I'm just going to be honest, you know. They're going to read you. They're going to read you from your head to your toes. The way you live your life is going to reflect on whether or not they want to be a part of this Jesus, this Christianity that you're proclaiming. We're going to have to reach out to those. They're not coming in the church. You know, we can go into churches and 9 times out of 10, or maybe 6 out of 10, the church is not even full like it used to. People are not going out to the church, and you're trying to compel them to come in, but, you know, why don't you go out to them? Go to their homes, go to their areas, go to their little hangouts, you know, on the corners or whatever. You know, I can remember back in the days where we used to set up little tents and you know, put them out on these corners and just, you know, have service and everything. And it would bring people, it would draw the people to the tent because, you know, they would come out from their little safe haven and come out to hear what the Word of God said. They would come faster to a tent than they would have came to a building. But here I'm just trying to say that we got to learn how to trust the Spirit. And as the, Peter was having this vision, you know, then the Lord sent him to the right place, you know, out of his act of obedience. And he was able to share the Word. And when he shared the Word, the whole family got saved. Now, ain't that a blessing from the Lord? We don't know how, when, where God has planned, but we got to act in obedience. You know, I had the opportunity just, you know, just a couple of months, well, not even a couple of months ago, just a few weeks ago, I was working to do with these free phones with a particular company. And I was stationed at one place, and when I was stationed at this place, the person that allowed us to use the area had told us that, you know, there was certain problems going on, and that in order for us to stay there, those problems had to be, you know, reconciled. So we agreed that we were going to make the change. But in the midst of it all, it was so many people coming here. Some things got overlooked, and in the midst of it all, we had to move. And when we moved, we weren't able to move to the location where we desired, so we had to move to what was near. And when we moved, we was moved right at a crack house. And my first mind said, "Lord Jesus, you got me in a crack house, giving out free phones, you know." I said, "My Jesus." But you know what? That was the best day of my life, because while I was there at the crack house signing people up for free phones, you know what? God was able to minister to some of those people. You know, that's why I say sometimes you just got to obey God, trust the Spirit of the Lord, and it don't make no difference. Amen. Praise God. I was at the crack house signing up people for the free phone, but the crack wasn't in me. Praise God. I was able to minister to those people. But I just wanted to share the word of the Lord on today. It's talking about trust in the Spirit. I just want to challenge you today to obey God. Let the Lord lead and guide you and direct you in what to say, when to say, and where to say, places to go, and stop being judgmental about certain areas, certain people. You know, just allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead and guide and direct you. You know, if you don't go to certain areas, those people will still be lost. They need Jesus, and you are the light of the world, and you got to let your light shine before the men, the boys, the girls, amen, the children, amen. We have to let that light shine, amen, to be a witness, amen, to let them know that Jesus saves, amen. He saved back then, he's saving today. You never know, just that one person that you share your testimony of what God has done in your life, amen, praise God, it might reflect the whole family. You tell that young man how God can save him, deliver him, and bring him out of whatever he's going through. He go home, he share with his mother, amen, and his sisters and his brothers and his father, amen, and before you know it, you got a whole family that has come into the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I tell people I'm not about building a church building. Amen. Praise God. I'm about kingdom building. I'm about souls being saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We got to reach out, amen, to those that are lost, amen, and whatever the cost is, praise God. It's not going to take your salvation from you, amen, praise God, because you walk past a liquor store and seen somebody and the Spirit of the Lord asks you to speak to them. That's not going to take your salvation from you because you witnessed to somebody. Anything that's going to give God the glory, amen, that you was able to share a testimony that's going to be able to affect somebody's life and bring a change. Let us trust the Spirit. Acts 11 chapter verses 1 through 18. Didn't get a chance to go all the way through it, but I want you to get a chance to read it throughout this week and allow it to be meditated in your spirit. And listen to us every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock to 8:30. The call-in number is error code 646-716-5641. I pray that this lesson has been a blessing to you and that you will be able to get something out of it, to be able to minister to somebody this week. Ask that you continue to pray for your loved ones, pray for your coworkers, pray even for your enemies, that God will bring a change. See, a change got to come within in order to be able to reflect on the outside. Remember, God loves you, and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it but get over it. Love you. Until the next week, as we go higher in the Lord. Love to hear from you, and remember to share. Share with others as we go higher in the Lord. God bless you.